This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
Jared, how you doing?
Hey, Richard, how's it going?
It is grand, thanks.
Who else is joining us on this fine evening?
We'll see.
Is it that's TBD?
Hopefully, they should be along any moment now.
This is someone new.
Hello.
This is someone awesome.
How do you pronounce your name?
Neek.
Neek. Hi, Neek. I'm Jared.
Hello.
Hi, Neek. I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. Fancy meeting you here.
Hey, everyone. I'm John.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Greetings, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. You know, people keep asking me how long I intend to keep doing this show, and I always tell them the same thing. Until my trademark dispute against that cigar company is finally settled. Everybody knows Black and Mild has been my nickname since high school. Until that day, I'll be your host, John Irons. Let's meet tonight's guests. Rick.
Good evening.
Jared.
Hi there.
And Neek.
Hello.
This episode will, as most of my episodes do, feature three rounds of trivia and wordplay challenges and one improv game nestled nicely right between them. Sorry. And you know what? There's no reason for me to apologize. If your mind went somewhere, that's on you.
Yeah.
Rounds will either be buzz in, meaning I'll just say the question or give the clue. And if you think you know it, say your name to buzz in, try to answer. Or they'll be assigned, meaning I'll assign particular questions to particular players. And usually, but not necessarily, if someone gets a question wrong, I'll open it up to the group to see if someone else wants to give it a shot. I think that's all you need to know. I will explain the rules to, hang on, let me scroll down here. Yes, in this show, I'll explain the rules to every game before players play so that you at home may deign to play along.
And that's everybody half ready? The fun. Just don't half try to write shit down when you're driving.
Yeah, half the fun is about all I can ever hope for. Round one. I call this game Scrabblegram.
Fight.
Great. Oh. Interesting. Okay, I've already screwed it up, but we're in it now. I'm committed. Scrabblegrams is based on one of my favorite board games, Scrabble, in which I will give you seven letters, and every answer this round is a word that you can spell using those letters. But as I have screwed up, I'm giving you eight letters.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because I literally wrote this as I was driving home and lost count. But the gameplay still works the same way. I will give you the part of speech and a clue as to what the word is that I want you to guess. You will tell me which word I'm referring to that can be spelled using those letters. You will not use every letter every time, and you can only use each letter once per answer. Your letters are as follows. J, as in jump scare. M, as in machete. B, as in blood. R, as in razor fingers. S, as in silent. A, as in... Ah! Oh, boy. E, good Lord, E. E, as in...
Eek?
It's double dipping on the screen.
Eviscerate?
As in eviscerate, nice. And D, as in damn. J, M, B, R, S, A, E, D. If I wanted to take another few minutes, I would go through my answers and see if I could just eliminate a letter and still make it work. But I decided not to. This round will be assigned. Rick, we're going to start with you.
Woot.
Noun. A light brown color or a substance theoretically capable of preserving a prehistoric mosquito.
Amber, A-M-B-E-R.
Yes. Jared.
Yeah, yes.
Plural noun. Rye, wheat, pumpkin, or pumpernickel, for example.
That would be breads, B-R-E-A-D-S.
Yes. Neek. Mm-hmm. A writer of epic poetry, especially in the oral tradition.
Rick Justeel.
A bard?
Mm-hmm.
B-A-R-D?
Correct. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
A long sword with a curved blade and a single edge.
With a curved blade?
Jared Justeel.
Oh, this is going to be embarrassing if I don't get this.
Well, I think you know it and you're going to correct me, but I'm going by the Google definition.
Okay.
5 seconds.
Saber, S-A-B-E-R.
Yeah.
Damn you.
And that is actually correct, yes.
Okay. Jared.
Yes.
A hard ornamental green stone.
Ornamental green stone.
Rick Steele.
Jade. J-A-D-E.
Yeah. Neek. Noun or verb. To spread a substance, often messily, across a surface, or the stain resulting from such an action.
Say it again.
To spread a substance often messily across a surface, or the stain resulting from such an action.
Rick Justeel.
Go ahead, Rick.
Rick.
Smear, S-M-E-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Rick, this one's yours.
Hey.
The holes in your head best equipped for listening to sweet jams.
Ears, E-A-R-S.
Yes. Oh, plural noun. Jared.
Yeah, yes.
Noun or verb. To lightly press an absorbent material to something else, often for the purposes of cleaning, or the dance one may perform while listening to sweet jams.
Dab? D-A-B?
Correct.
Oh.
Glad you got that one.
I don't know if a dab is a dance you could do to a sweet jam, but...
Does dab happen anymore?
No.
Okay.
Neek.
Well, thanks for that clue, John.
Plural noun. I have faith in you. Plural noun. fruit-based preserves, or what one might listen to whilst dabbing.
Jam. J-A-M.
Plural, please.
Jams. Put that S on there.
There you go.
Like, we have to spell it each time?
Yeah, you know I'm a stickler for the rules. Round two.
Round.
To be. Oh, okay, we're done. I was going to say, you didn't mention the spelling part when you gave the rules.
Did I not?
Nope.
Oh, well, then you guys did great. Okay, round two.
Round two.
You tell me.
Fight.
This game is one of the ones that kind of happen in reverse, but not in a ne esserver kind of way. Often on this show, I will present a game and tell you what all the answers have in common, and then give you clues to guess what each answer is. Case in point, the game we just played. In this game, I will give you all the answers and you tell me what they have in common. I'm sorry, you tell me what they have in common. Or to be more accurate, I will give you one word clues and you have to guess what they have in common. For example, if I were to say Roach, Bear, John's, and Smurf, you would say Papa's. Every answer will have four words in it, and I will give you each word one at a time. You have bonus opportunities on this game because for every word that I don't say, you will get a point. For example, if I just said Roach and Bear, and you jump in like, okay, I'm ready to guess, is it Papa's? You would get 3 points, one for getting it correct and two for each clue that I didn't give you. But by the same token, if I said Roach and Bear and you said, is it animals? That would have been wrong. You would forfeit your turn. And at that point, I would open it up to the other players to try to steal. The more clues I give, the fewer points you can earn. And you only get one guess per question.
So is this a jump in thing, or is this like assigned to each person, and but they, that particular player can jump in whenever they want?
This is assigned to each person, and that person can jump in whenever they want.
Gotcha. Okay.
Essentially, a person will get the first crack at it.
Sure.
All right. Jared, I'm going to start with you.
All right, then.
If you think you know it, just, you know, say I'm on a guess, or Jared or John or whatever. Something to indicate to me that you're ready to guess.
Hey. Okay.
That is acceptable.
Okay, good.
Panther. Ladies. Diamond. Pretty.
Oh, pink.
Pink is correct. Neek.
Yep.
Game. School. Over. Diving.
Bored.
That's right. Rick.
Hi.
Fat. 40. Razor. Draft.
Say those again.
Fat, 40, razor, draft.
Back?
Back is correct.
Wow.
Jared.
Yes.
Neighbor. Red.
Hood.
Yes, good job. Nice. Really good. Last two clues, Wink and Robin. Neek.
Mm-hmm.
Scout. Jedi. Starfighter. Mohican.
Last?
Last.
What is last scout?
Last Boy Scout.
Oh, Boy Scout. You didn't say Boy Scout, though.
No. One word clues. Oh. Even though the phrase itself may have more than one word.
Oh. Well.
Now that I know I said that part, right? Did I not?
You did.
Okay, great. Because I didn't know. I thought I did. I usually do. Rick.
Hi.
Scout. Wonder.
Boy.
That's correct. Last clues, Beast and Super. Jared.
Uh-huh.
Hustle. Fighting.
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu is correct. Neek.
Mm-hmm.
House. Beard. Giving. Christmas.
Rick DeSteele.
Nick, you have anything?
House, beard, giving, Christmas?
Yes.
Party?
No.
I don't know.
Rick.
Tree.
Tree is correct.
Tree?
Yeah, tree beard.
Tree beard. What's tree beard?
It's from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
I was considering house. House works for two of them. I can't really give you beard house. I mean,
beard party.
Beard party. I mean,
I'd have a beard party.
I mean, I'm sure people do. But I feel like you really need a certain invitation. Rick, last one goes to you.
Roger that.
Amazing. Fire. Saying. Kelly.
Grace?
Grace is correct. Yeah.
Whoa, really? Yeah. Oh, Grace Kelly. Under Fire. Okay.
It really is.
When you said amazing, I thought grace, but then when you said fire, I was totally lost. Okay.
Oh, good job.
I'll take it.
As I often say, confidence is not required on this show. Speaking of.
Yeah.
It's time for intermission improv. Everyone breathe a little easier. It will not be wordplay relay.
Oh, thank God.
Tonight you're going to play Can I Have a Word?
Cool. Test your might.
Okay.
This is the game in which I remind you guys of some phrase or some idea or situation for which I expect you're all familiar. But to my knowledge, there is no word yet specifically for in the English language. Your job tonight, come up with one. I need a word for the hairs that grow between the mustache and the beard. Like, just those. I mean, yes, when they connect, you have a goatee, but you shave those particular hairs and you no longer have a goatee. You just got a mustache and a beard. What is the name for those connecting follicles? I thought of this a few weeks ago. And I usually don't try to come up with one on my own because I want to be, you know, an open vessel and ready to receive whatever you guys come up with. But I did accidentally come up with the perfect word.
Oh, the perfect word. Well, no pressure.
Yeah. I mean, you're certainly not wrong if you don't get it. But if you do happen to guess the thing that I came up with, that's a, you know.
The hairs between the mustache and the beard? Yes. Like, isn't that where your lips are?
Well, on the sides of your lips.
Okay.
Oh, so you're not looking for like the... Not mustache hair specifically, but like the hair that connects to the mustache and the beard to like the cheek hair is what you're going for here. Okay.
Yeah, like on the sides of your lips where your mustache.
If you had a goatee, not the mustache, not the beard, but the like those things that we're going to create a word for.
I could have sworn I said that, but yes.
I'm just trying to get an idea of which hair I'm trying to describe.
Pardon. Yeah, it's so you picture a face, you draw a mustache.
So if I came up with Nostradamus, that's not correct. That's because that's right underneath. That's not on the cheek.
That is not what I'm looking for.
Okay. Now.
But that
goes around the sides of the lips.
Gotcha. Okay.
That accentuates your lovely smile.
Okay.
All right. As this is not a quick, instant response kind of game, this is a take your time, think about it, and come up with something game. You will have until the end of the podcast to present your answer to me. More specifically, you will have until round 3 is complete. Bit of a warning, round 3 will be a short round. Only 6 answers instead of the usual 9.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Half point, you motherfucker.
For what it's worth, you just beat me to coming up with something to say about it, but I...
Yeah, because like anytime I say that, I'm expecting it and I hate it.
Again, my apologies.
But you get the half point because you found a loophole. All right. No apologies necessary. Round 3.
Final round.
Groot sings the hit.
Fight.
Oh, come on.
John, I have...
Told you all it was a last minute game.
I have not been on this show in how long? You haven't even done a show in how long? And this is what you bring me back for?
I actually have a fantastic game that I came up with, a brand new game. I just didn't have time to write questions for it. I don't have time to write questions for it.
We got nothing but time. This is a show that you edit.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Yeah. next time, kids. Next time.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because it's a new game, which means I have to write out all the rules again. And I have to do, it's a whole thing. I got to,
okay.
It's a brand new game.
All right.
Next time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only six questions, so.
Six agony-inducing questions.
For those of you who may not be familiar, here's how you play Groot Sings the Hits.
Fight!
I imagine that I am from the same planet as the MCU character Groot, meaning that my language consists only of the words, I am Groot. We also know from the Guardians of the Galaxy's films that he does enjoy music. Ergo, seems a short leap to the idea that sometimes Groot might sing the hits. But when he does, he replaces all of the lyrics with the words, I am Groot. I will sing what I expect to be a well-known song, what I consider to be a well-known song to the players, replacing all of the words with the lyrics, I am Groot. They simply have to tell me which song I'm singing.
Before their brain turns to mush.
Yeah, it's optional. I've got six. Do you want to assign or do you want to buzz in? I'll leave it to you guys.
Buzz in. That way I can just like drift off and not pay attention.
Fair enough. Is that the consensus?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. 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 I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am. I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot.
Oh, wait a second. Loath though I am to have you sing it again. Oh man, just like in the last like two syllables, I was like, oh wait a second. That sounds like a song I know.
I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot. Going to the bridge. I am Groot, 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 I am Groot. I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am.
Okay, no one knows it. Just make it stop.
That would be, you were meant for me. I was meant for
you. It was meant for Groot.
Quite right.
What is that called?
You Were Meant for Me by Jewel. It came out in the 90s, so you might not know it.
It's vaguely familiar.
Okay.
Yes, I do know it, but
this crosses my synapses up like no one's business.
I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, Rick. I am Groot, I Rick.
Oh, Jesus. Heaven is a place on earth.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay. I am Groot. 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 I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot. I am 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 Groot, I am Groot. It doesn't work as well without the music.
I know this song, but I just you're just not giving me enough to latch on to.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well without the music. The music goes. Dan, 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 dan,
dan, dan, dan, dan, dan, dan. Oh yeah. Dan, 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 dan. Oh. Are you gonna be my love?
Jared, what'd you say?
I said that I think it's too late at this point. I mean, if you're gonna go non-Groot and try and perform the song.
That is correct. But you did have a half point, so I was gonna give it to you if you guessed.
Oh. I have no idea.
Are you gonna go my way?
Are you gonna go my way? That's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
I knew the song and couldn't think of the words.
Since we're buzzing in, I don't need to give you all of these, so I won't do that one, but I will do this one. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot.
Oh.
I am Groot,
Jared. I've got my mind set on you.
Correct.
George Harrison.
Yep. This song is just six words long.
This can be the last one. I could do one more after it. We'll see what happens. You know what? I'm going to do the other one, then I'll save this one for last, because I feel like you got to get this one. I feel like you're probably not going to get the one I'm about to do. Got to remember how it starts. Actually, no. I'm just going to go to the chorus. I am Groot, I am Groot. No, I'm not doing it. Never mind. We're skipping it. We're gonna do the one that I think you're gonna get. Hands on busters. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am.
Jared?
Jared?
It's not I'm Henry VIII, I am, is it?
It is not.
No.
I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, Rick.
Gilligan's Island.
Well, it's just regular Gilligan's Island.
You don't know what they were doing on that boat.
I've seen that show on Cinemax. It's a very different theme song. All right. Let's stop there. I think
Neek, come back now. Neek, are you there?
Huh?
Look at the smelling salts.
Was Gilligan's Island ever a thing in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know our English friends had never really heard of it.
There wasn't a British version of Gilligan's Island? I'm shocked.
No, that one was uniquely us.
I don't think there was a British version of it, but I figured, like, you know, all the old 60s, 70s shows had made it, you know.
Yeah, we're in some form of syndication over there.
Nope. Back when we were in the Simply Syndicated days, we would talk about Gilligan's Island and they had no idea what we were talking about.
Hmm. Well, they're worse for it.
You think? Our cultural heritage is hot dogs and Gilligan's Island. I'm not so sure that's a great thing.
I don't know who told you that. That's not my cultural heritage. All right. That completes round three, which effectively completes the podcast, which means it's time, if you have decided to do so, to present your word that you have just invented for the hairs, the little hairs that grow on the side of your mouth between your mustache and your beard, the connecting hairs. that transform your separate entities into a nice goatee. Let's start with Neek. Do you have a word for me?
Oh, does it have to be one word?
Oh, what do you got? Pick your favorite.
I got dimple dusters.
Okay.
I also have cracker catchers, but I'm aware that cracker has another meaning in the States, so maybe not.
It does. It does. Not gonna. Rick.
It appears Neek and I went in a similar direction. I came up with dimple dams.
Oh.
Dimple dams. Okay. Nice. And Jared.
I have three possibilities you may score as you see fit. I have mouth curtains, jowl drapes, or mandible feathers.
Did you say jowl drapes?
That's what I said.
What was the first one? Mouth curtains. Wow. All
right. Sheer filth.
Pure unadulterated filth, yes.
Well, this hasn't happened in a while. Final scores. Neek, 11 points. Rick, 15 points. Jared, 15 and a half points.
Wow. Oh.
A short round joke win the game for you.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I threw up in my mouth a little, but it stands. Jared, as tonight's winner of Captain Game Show, you have won the coveted position of being the first to pitch, plug, and or promote whatever you like on the show.
I'm honored, John. Thank you. For those of you who enjoyed the kind of comedy that I bring with such descriptors of side goatee hairs, you can check out my new comedy album. It's Jared Stern Live on Broadway with a big asterisk, and that asterisk says in Hanover, Pennsylvania. It's available wherever you stream comedy, be it on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, any of that stuff. You can also go to my website, jaredstern.com, to find out about all your Jared Stern adjacent things, vehicles, one of which being a podcast on the Infinite Potato Alliance Network. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Between Two Sterns, where myself and another fine fellow, also by the name of Jared Stern, explore our own personal multiverse and our own benign narcissism. So please check that out as well.
Fantastic show. Fantastic pitching.
Thank you. I do what I can.
Neek.
Wait, so are you not going to tell us what your word is for the dimple dusters?
What's your perfect word?
Oh. It's a morestache.
A what?
Morestache?
I don't get it.
More stash.
A mustache?
More stash.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Neek.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. If you like Star Trek, go to superanemic.com and read my recaps.
Bye-bye. Have I demoralized you? You don't want to, like, you know what?
Just go to superanemic.com if you care. At this point, I don't.
Right. Hey, I heard you have a new show on the network.
Oh, do I? I don't know. It's not out yet.
Well, I edited it. It should be out.
Okay. Also on the Infinite Potato Alliance is the new podcast about For All Mankind called Moon Show.
Moon Show.
Moon Show. Great show, great podcast. And last but certainly not least, Rick.
Hi, folks. You can find me on That Star Trek Podcast. You can also find me occasionally on Moon Show, the For All Mankind podcast. And very soon, you can find me hosting the brand new show, All You Nerd to Know, the my new Infinite Potato news show. That should be out by the time this comes out.
Yay. Ooh. Well, yeah, there's no telling when this thing will come out.
That's why I figured it's a good guy.
Probably safe. You know what? Of course, you can find this other episode of the Captain Game Show, or you find this episode of Captain Game Show. I'm going to do something else unprecedented tonight. These three players really should have had a nice new game. I just didn't have time to write it. I will have these three players on again, and I will save that game for them.
Aw.
Yeah.
You're sweet.
Excellent.
That is.
Better be a good game.
I never said that. It said it's a new game, and it's not Grootsing the Hits. So I suppose by comparison in your eyes, it's probably a fantastic game.
A low bar to clear, but okay.
Yeah. Also, please, if you're listening and you enjoy this episode or any episode of my show, leave a rating, leave a review, share it with friends, like it on whatever social media platform you like. Wherever you normally listen to your podcast, there's probably some version of it there. But just do a Google search for Captain Game Show. Game Show is one word. Actually, at this point, I think I've surpassed whatever criteria is necessary. Even if you put Game Show as two words, I'm probably still coming in number one. So thanks for everybody who helped make that happen.
Yeah, number one.
Yeah, America.
America.
Until next time, dear listeners, may your hairs grow the way you want them. Yeah, peace out. Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
You are
what is this Zoom, John?
I've ever seen.
Zoom?
Huh?
I thought we were a Skype crew.
It has been a while.
After credit bonus scene.
Meek is short for Monique?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Wow. Is it short for anything?
Unique?
Unique. It's short for Nicole.
Oh, wow. That would have been a couple guesses before I got there.
Yeah, it's because in French, it's pronounced Nicole.
Oh. If you were Irish, I would have said maybe Nicotine.
All right, then.
You know, I just figured it was a French name that I'd never heard before and never really pondered any further.
No, yeah, I started spelling it N-I-Q-U-E in like the IRC days because I thought that would make people understand how you're meant to pronounce it. It did not.
Well, that's to be fair, you're opening yourself up to a world of other pronunciations if when you put Q-U-E on the end.
I thought it was like super obvious because I thought people would be like, oh yeah, like unique without the U, but no, I was incorrect. I should have gone with N-E-E-K.
After credit bonus scene.
I know you've all heard me say many times, I've slapped this together at the last second.
so many times, in fact, you don't even need to say it at this point.
This is the default.
It's just assumed.
After credit bonus scene.
Can you hear that sound?
What sound?
I'll take that as a no.
I hear something, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I won't define it. It's disgusting.
It's nestling.
The less you know, the better.
After credit bonus scene.
Hang on, I have to step away for just a second.
Sure.
Computer, stop.
Computer, it is hammer time. No, nothing. That's fine.
After credit bonus scene.
May your hairs grow the way you want them. Yeah, peace out. Captain Game Show.
You all right, John? How'd that feel?
I feel really good. Like, may your hairs grow the way you want them is a pretty great.
That's a good sign off.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a nice thing to say to anyone at any time.
Outstanding.